Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to an all-new season of True Crime Never Sleeps. On this season, we dive deep into some of the most infamous solved and unsolved heists in history. From D.B. Cooper to the Geezer Bandit. Tune in on YouTube or any major podcast platform.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Elise. Today we're diving into another episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast, season 4, where we dive into the unsolved heists of history. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Poddex are the hottest new tool for podcasters looking to have more meaningful conversations or gamify their podcast. Simply shuffle up, ask a question, and let the content roll. Get yours today at poddex.com and use the code LARRY21 for 10% off your order. That's LARRY21 for 10% off your order. And now let's get into it, shall we? Today we're diving in to the infamous Dunbar heist. It all started September 13th, 1997. This time of night, downtown Los Angeles is quiet. Far cry from the bustling city center it is during the day. It's a typical shift at the Dunbar Armored Facility. Little do the guards know that they are soon to become victims in one of the largest and most audacious robberies in American history. 30-year-old Alan Pace III is the regional safety inspector for Dunbar Armored Incorporated. He seems diligent in his duties, and his co-workers like him. He's known for playing pranks. What no one knows is that Alan is a criminal mastermind who has big plans. Number one on his list is to rob the downtown L.A. Dunbar Armored Facility, a depot where armored trucks drop off and pick up cash en masse from businesses all over the city. Alan turns to his trusted childhood friends Eugene Hill, Eric Boyd, Freddie McCrary Jr., Terry Brown Sr., and Thomas Johnson for help. Alan studies the security measures of the facility, learns the schedules of everyone on the night shift, even takes pictures of the interior rooms and hallways of the depot. Other employees assume that the picture taking must be part of Alan's job since he oversees worker safety for the company. In fact, part of his job includes making sure fire extinguishers are up to date and that hallways aren't blocked. As part of his scheme, Alan also checks the security cameras for blind spots and inspects the rotating cameras to see how long they stay on a specific field of view. For several months, Alan and his five friends meet regularly and plan the robbery. Due to his extensive research, Alan is able to provide them with maps, images, and detailed information. They even go on reconnaissance field trips, driving past the building and getting very familiar with the area. They vow that if any of them gets caught, they won't snitch on the others. On Thursday, September 12th, Alan is notified that he's going to be fired from Dunbar Armored for tampering with company property. As part of a prank, he had removed the headlight from one of the armored trucks. It was now or never. The next day, Alan would have to turn in his keys and lose access to the facility. Furthermore, the wee hours of Friday morning are the perfect time to strike. From experience, Alan knows the vault will be packed with money waiting to be distributed across the city in anticipation of weekend shopping. Thursday, Thursday night, the crew of robbers hangs out at a party in Long Beach for a couple hours to establish alibis. They then slip away and change into black clothes and masks. They also don radio headsets for talking to each other and check their guns before driving about 25 miles to downtown Los Angeles. At this time of night, there's little traffic and the journey takes less than half an hour. It's several minutes after midnight when the thieves arrive at the downtown Dunbar facility. They're able to drive their rented U-Haul truck into the parking lot without issue. Complaining, Alan then learned that the guard watching the camera for the parking lot had a new truck and kept the camera trained on his truck so he could view it. To get inside, Alan simply unlocks a side door and the robbers go right on in. Their first task is to evade detection on various security cameras lining the hallways. Due to Alan's meticulous planning, they hug the walls and move during timed intervals to make their way past rotating cameras without being seen. The bandits head for the cafeteria, where they quickly take the hospitality staff hostage. At 12:30 a.m., most of the guards go on lunch break. As each guard arrives at the cafeteria, the robbers ambush and take them hostage one by one, preventing them from sounding the alarm or alerting other guards. All the captured guards are laid face down, and their arms and ankles are bound with duct tape. The robbers also take the key for the vault prep room from one of the hostage guards. This room has cameras that can't be avoided, so the robbers just rush two armed guards inside and take them hostage too. Now the robbers need to get into the vault, which has 18-inch steel doors. However, due to the volume of money being moved through the facility on a Friday night, the vault has been left open for easy use. The robbers go into the vault, using bolt cutters, snap the ordinary padlocks in the metal cages, storing the bags of cash. Money in the vault is sorted by delivery routes, and Alan has memorized which routes use large denomination bills. He has his crew avoid bags of new cash with sequential serial numbers. They mainly grab sacks filled with stacks of 20 bills that have been destined for automated teller machines around the city. The robbers quickly load the bags of cash onto metal carts, which they wheel to the loading dock. They back their truck up to the dock and load up. In about 30 minutes, they move $18.9 million in cash. Alan has two final tasks before they split. He steals the security tapes from the recording system in the security control room and then races to a locked closet elsewhere in the facility to seal the secret backup security tapes out of recording equipment, which is in a locked cabinet. Robbers also smash cameras on the way out. Without a single gunshot being fired, Alan Pace and his crew have pulled off the largest cash heist in American history. The robbers go to an apartment that belongs to one of them and change back into their party clothes. They return to the house party in Long Beach and play it cool. At this point, most thieves would be impatient and dumb. They'd flash their money around and go on spending sprees. However, these robbers are smarter than most. Alan gives each member of the crew $100,000 to be used for quiet, discreet spending. Per the agreed upon plan, the rest of the cash will have to wait until the heat's off. The robbers pack the remaining $18.2 million in garbage bags and move them into a self-storage facility for safekeeping. A task force involving local police, FBI, and other federal authorities quickly forms to investigate the heist. The Dunbar Company and their insurer, Lloyd's of London, offer a $125,000 reward for information leading to the robber's arrest and conviction. However, authorities are soon stumped. There are no fingerprints, no names when talking during the robbery. The thieves had called each other by number. There is no video evidence of the crime either. The one thing investigators are certain of is that it's an inside job. Someone with intimate knowledge of the operations at the Dunbar Armored Facility has to be involved, especially since the robbers knew that the backup security tapes existed and stole those too. Authorities interview employees of the facility, hoping that someone knows something. One of the questions asked during these meetings is, which employee do you think could have committed this crime? Interestingly, the name of Alan Pace keeps coming up. The only major clue the authorities have is a small plastic taillight lens that was found at Dunbar's loading dock. It doesn't belong to any company vehicle. The FBI forensic lab in Washington analyzes it and determines that it's from a 14-foot U-Haul truck, but this promising lead is a flop. There are many U-Haul trucks on rent in greater LA at the time of the robbery. The only name they have is Alan's. They check to see if he rented a truck during the time of the robbery. Of course he hasn't. Investigators conduct surveillance on Allen. They even delve into his financial records. However, they discover nothing. Allen is living quietly at his mom's house. He hasn't made any flashy purchases. He stays away from the self-storage center where the money is hidden. As it turns out, Allen doesn't even have a bank account. The trail goes cold. Over 6 months pass. Allen cautiously begins to parcel out money to his crew. He plans to invest his share in rental properties, retire, and just live off his investments. The robbers slowly begin purchasing cars and property in cash. They use straw buyers to acquire at least 10 homes during public auctions of foreclosed properties. They allow family to live in these homes and rent them out. The robbers realize that they accidentally stole several bags of new money with sequential serial numbers, which could link them to the crime. Allen tells them that this money needs to be destroyed, so some of the robbers go to one of their homes that has a fireplace and try to get rid of it by burning it. But U.S. money is manufactured to be somewhat anti-flammable, and the stacks of money burn slowly. The robbers decide to go to Las Vegas instead and play the slot machines to get rid of the new money. Unfortunately, crisp new money jams in the slot machines. So the robbers end up putting the money through a washing machine to make them usable. More time passes. Allen sets up a company, Extreme Entertainment, which rents party supplies, but it's mainly a front to launder the stolen money. He puts his accomplices on the payroll, pays himself and them very high salaries. About 2 years after the robbery, one of the robbers, Eugene Hill, makes a fatal mistake. He hires a real estate broker to purchase a property and gives a man a stack of cash that is still wrapped in the original cash straps. The broker is suspicious and alerts police. Authorities investigate and realize that based on the dates and handwriting on the straps, cash is part of the stash stolen from the Dunbar facility. The authorities dig into Eugene's financial records and also subpoena thousands of U-Haul records. They learn that Eugene rented a 14-foot U-Haul a day before the robbery and had returned it a day later. When police arrest Eugene, they find in his possession more cash in the original money wrappers. Eugene quickly confesses, enrolls on his accomplices in return for a lesser sentence. So much for keeping quiet. Allen and the five other robbers are arrested and put on trial in the spring of 2001. To the end, Allen denied taking part in the robbery. He claimed that he was being set up by his former friends as revenge for cheating with a friend's wife. Four of the robbers and Allen's crew plead guilty and are sentenced to federal prison for terms ranging from 7.5 to 10 years. The fifth robber receives 17 and a half years. Allen, the mastermind, is sentenced to 24 years. Also, the robbers are ordered to pay $18.9 million in restitution. Authorities have accounted for about $7 million taken in the heist. Most of that was spent on homes, cars, and other items. It's estimated that several hundred thousand dollars were burned or gambled away in Las Vegas. Many authorities say there is as much as $10 million still hidden somewhere. As of 2021, this money has not been found. Allen Pace will soon complete his prison sentence. Once he gets out, could he secretly retrieve the missing stolen cash, change his identity, and retire on a beach somewhere? We shall see. And that is all we have for this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this episode and what other unsolved heists should we cover next. Let us know. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. And thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True Crime NS. Like us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps. Send us a voice message at anchor.fm/truecrimeneversleeps/message. Tune in next week for an all-new episode.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.